from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
You serious?
Get out.
The drought,
out,
look
leave.
Back
go
at the
home,
drought.
Go home.
The drought was fun.
You're dismissed. It's very fun to watch the Bills lose to Cleveland 6-3.
I mean,
That was really fun. It was really fun to watch Doug Marrone punt in Miami, down 10 points with 6 minutes left. These were all very fun things.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I look forward to Joe's breakdown how it was fun to not acquire awesome players in trades. It's more fun when other teams acquire those awesome players in trades.
But didn't you always... You had the hope, even when it never happened.
Yeah.
And then it never happened. Until they signed T.O. That was fun.
They did sign T.O.
For a day.
Is the Diggs trade the most fun trade they ever made? Kiko Alonso for LeSean McCoy.
Oh, you mean trading for Diggs.
Acquiring.
Sorry. Off-season brain. I was thinking, like, when they traded him away, like, a month ago?
No, that was not fun.
That was not fun. Yes. Was it more fun, though? I'll make another crazy statement as I try to. Here's how my morning just started.
Am I ready for this at 6:04? Crazy statement.
My cord of my headphones is in the wheel of my chair currently, but currently I got a cord long enough. The 3 hours that I spent and the hour show I did with Brian Koziol the night they traded for Antonio Brown was pretty fun, too.
It's a fun trade.
Because Diggs was, like, really good. And like, oh, he's a star receiver-ish, right? And Matt Harmon was out here like, oh no, guys, he's better than you think he is. He's one of the best route runners in football. Antonio Brown was the best wide receiver in football. Like, there was no disputing that. When they traded for him for that hour, he was like a 1,500-yard stud all-pro, like all the accolades that get you on. Nobody knew that he was kind of, you know, little off-kilter at that point. So, like... That hour was really fun. But yeah, trading for Diggs, was it more fun? You tell me. Was it more fun than them trading for Bledsoe? Because I was only 7 when they traded
Bledsoe.
Oh, Bledsoe
was fun. Yeah, Bledsoe was a big deal. I mean,
it's a quarterback.
I've told you this before. After the Bledsoe trade, there was not quite a parade, but there was a rally.
I found out about this rally
there was a
couple
rally,
months ago.
And yeah. He threw a football into the stand, into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bledsoe trade is going to have to top it.
A trade that had a rally is pretty tough to beat.
You trade for a quarterback. Imagine a team trades for, I mean, Josh Allen's not a good comparison here. Bledsoe was good.
Yeah, who's Bledsoe?
Bledsoe's good enough. Bledsoe is trading for Kirk Cousins. When you've been...
He had been to a Super Bowl, though.
That's right, so it's okay.
Jared Goff. Not when the Lions did it, though.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one because, right, the Lions had already had a quarterback that was, whatever, a number one pick. And
right, you got to be coming from nowhere also because, what was it, Van Pelt starting before the Bledsoe trade?
And
maybe it was
Todd
Rob
Collins.
Was it still Rob Johnson?
Yes, Rob Johnson.
Okay.
So Bledsoe was a big trade. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
It was also during the draft.
You know what it'd be like? It'd be like in 4 years trading for fancy Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow.
Right.
In a couple years.
I'm sticking by that. You think you say that to me like I'm ashamed of it. I'm happy with fancy Kirk Cousins. Fancy Kirk Cousins.
Put your name on that.
Fancy Kirk Cousins could win a Super Bowl. Kirk Cousins is good. So fancy Kirk Cousins is pretty good.
Don't hide about like it's a compliment. It's not a compliment.
I mean, it's an appropriate evaluation of who Joe Burrow is. He's fancy Kirk Cousins.
I don't mind it.
Anyway, on trades, the thing about that Bledsoe trade. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. The Bledsoe trade, that was the second day of the draft. Day one, they go and they take Mike Williams, the offensive tackle, with the fourth overall pick. I mean, the Bills were picking fourth, so this is how bad they were.
Yeah.
They take Mike Williams and Tom Donahoe when we were thinking about, are they going to get a franchise quarterback? Because that's the year of, if I'm off the top of my head, David Carr and Joey Harrington.
Okay.
And we would have been tracking the quarterbacks. Maybe it's not David Carr, but it is Joey Harrington for sure. He went third to the Lions. We were tracking, can they get a quarterback? Can they get a quarterback? And they didn't. So they go for Bledsoe. Actually, Donahoe said on Saturday, that's when the draft was still Saturday, Sunday,
okay,
stay tuned. Ooh, what could it mean?
He had it cooking. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they traded for Bledsoe. So that was exciting.
Yeah. That was 2002. That was David Carr in number one, Joey Harrington.
And Robert Gallery was number two.
No.
No? Okay.
Hall of Famer at number two. Recent Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer at number two.
Recent Hall of Famer at number two. Who went behind the Mike Williams here for the Bills?
At five?
Quentin Jammer.
Oh, yeah, San Diego.
Bryant McKinney. Williams.
Yeah.
Dwight Freeney at 11. So you got a couple Hall of Famers.
Two is Julius Peppers.
Gotcha. Yep, Julius Peppers.
Yeah, Mike Williams stands out there as not exactly a good pick.
Wow, three Hall of Fame defensive players in the first round. Ed Reed also went at 24 in that first round of the draft. And the Bills ended up with a tackle that played two terrible seasons for them? Three terrible seasons?
He wasn't all terrible. He was okay. He just didn't... I mean, I guess the story goes he didn't love football the way that you want someone taken that high to love football.
I mean, that's tough.
He might have been one of those guys that did it because he was good at it.
Uh-huh.
And, again, like, I don't know if that's the story. Hey, Tyler Dunn, if you're listening, go catch up with Mike Williams. Get the story, right? Like,
yeah.
Tyler does these long-form pieces, brings back these guys, tells us their story. I think Tyler Dunn on that. Maybe I'll text him.
All right.
What's up with Mike Williams? You know, what was the story there? Anyway.
So the Bledsoe trade might be the one to beat.
By the way, searching Mike Williams, you have to find out which Mike Williams it is.
I just experienced this. I went to Pro Football Reference and typed in Mike Williams, and just a million Mike Williams pops up.
I was just including
one that is active maybe even still. No, maybe he's retired.
I was just making sure he didn't die. He did not. He's still with us, Mike Williams, 44 years old.
No, Mike Williams, wide receiver, passed away.
He did pass away, right. The offensive lineman did not.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, good morning.
Would Brandon Ayuk be more fun than Drew Bledsoe?
Yes.
Or Diggs?
It'd be the same as Diggs.
It's different because of where, if they somehow found a way to do it, and it doesn't sound like they are because it's Cleveland or New England maybe. Yeah.
All right, it might be better than the Diggs trade because you already know Allen is amazing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. And when the Bills traded for Diggs the first time, we thought, this guy's pretty good, Allen. He's pretty good. We don't know if he's the best quarterback in football or one of the two best quarterbacks in football.
Right.
So... Yeah, if they were to trade for Ayuk, which I do not anticipate, it would be incredible. It would be wonderful.
Are you now buying the idea, though, that it's actually going to happen somewhere?
Yes. Definitely.
This isn't just flexing. This isn't just him one last gasp to get the Niners to give him the deal they want. Like, all of this is believable that he's going to get dealt.
Yes. Last night it looked like Pittsburgh, and then... Cleveland and New England have the framework for a trade.
Yep.
And the report is that Ayuk has to choose.
Yeah.
In one spot, he's got a quarterback he's tied to that might not be good anymore, Cleveland.
Right.
And a defense that's amazing if he cares about that, and he's got Cleveland. And the other, he's got New England, which is starting brand new, has a rookie quarterback that would be it's a great idea for the Patriots to trade for Brandon Ayuk. You know, looking back on the Ayuk history, I was listening to the afternoon show quite a bit yesterday because I wanted to hear if Ayuk got traded. But I will admit something to all of you. I can think back to sitting here during the tank and how it was affecting Howard's happiness. And he was just like, I can't take this. This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, at home doing dishes, kind of like cleaning up, getting ready for dinner, I said to my wife, I'm like, if I seem like I'm in a bad mood, it's because Pittsburgh might be trading for Brandon Ayuk. And she said, I was going to ask, what's going on with you? I was
and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh trading for Ayuk.
Washing dishes mad. Because the Steelers, at that point, looked like they were going to get Brandon Ayuk, and I think that's just a horrible idea.
Shouldn't you be equally as mad if New England gets him?
Well, yes, but Pittsburgh would waste him. Pittsburgh is the worst. Right. I hate Pittsburgh. More than New England right now. I mean, I guess I'd hate it even more if the Chiefs went out and got him, but whatever. Anybody trading for him stinks because he should have been traded for by the Bills, probably. But there will be other receivers they can trade for, and we can talk about all this as we go. With Ayuk to New England as an idea, that's following a little bit of the Bills model, just doing it earlier. Let's get a good young quarterback and see if we can bring the best out of him and give him an elite weapon right away.
Mm-hmm.
Do it when he's cheap. It's a great idea for New England. And New England would be rolling out with what? Javon Baker, Jalen Polk, and Brandon Ayuk. A couple of nice-looking rookies,
mm-hmm.
and one of the best receivers in football.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea if I'm a New England fan. And, you know, like just looking at their lot in the division, they might be thinking, hey, the Bills will be here for a while, but the Jets, how long can they last? And Miami, we'll see.
Maybe they're betting, hey, when they have the big Tua cap hits, they won't be able to keep it all together.
Maybe.
Although it's tough because they just paid their two guys that you think are probably most important to keep around Tua. So
you don't even have to think that deep. It's just England sitting here saying like, hey, there's an amazing player. We should go get a great
player.
And
we got to keep up in our division.
Yep.
Or eventually we'll want to start jumping up there and competing with them.
Or we got to find out if this quarterback we've got is good.
Yeah.
So Ayuk to New England would be a tough pill to swallow.
Cleveland's really weird, isn't it? Like, they just traded for Jerry Jeudy in the offseason and paid him, and they also just gave Amari Cooper a pay raise. Like, maybe it's not weird. It's just I wouldn't have predicted them because they've already thrown so much at that position this offseason. Ayuk's probably better, though, than both of the guys that I just mentioned, isn't he? Or maybe he's around. He's better. Maybe he's around as good as Amari Cooper, maybe a little better. We can fight about those two. He's definitely better than Jerry Jeudy, though. And that's the guy they acquired. But Cleveland, I saw that Cleveland was one of the teams, and I thought, man, if they get this done, what a beautiful torture for them if they, after getting hammered by everybody for doing what they did and going out and paying Deshaun Watson what they did while he was undergoing all of those sexual misconduct accusations and lawsuits, the grossest thing that they could have done at that time. And think if they trade for Ayuk. Last year they had the best defense in football. They have arguably the best offensive line in football. They're going to have arguably, top five weapons if they were to trade for Ayuk. Great, best defense in the league, best offensive line in the league, awesome weapons, and their quarterback is going to be what's holding them back. Because there's nothing else about their... Show me something else on their team that isn't, we're ready to go win a Super Bowl.
Well, maybe...
Their roster around quarterback might be, if it's not one of the best, it's got to be one of the best in the league, and their quarterback might not be able to throw anymore.
Maybe. I mean...
Kind of would be beautiful.
Be fun.
It would kind of be beautiful.
803-0550. We'll get a call in quickly. Johnny Buffalo's piped in earlier, so we'll go to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. A little bit of this drought talk got me in my feels a little bit. You know, I was built by the drought, man. Like, that's all my football memories, early football memories with the drought and some of those kind of no-name players that we knew that probably nobody else in the league knew, you know, the Leotis McKelvins of the world, the Roscoe Parrish, all those guys who I will forever remember and, you know, put all my hopes and dreams into, and just to be absolutely crushed. I was going through some, I was going through some ticket stubs the other day. I found a box that I used to keep old ticket stubs in, and I missed doing that. But I found some old Bills tickets, along with, some old Syracuse Orange tickets of the Mellow days. But my Bills tickets, I found three in particular. One was the Bills-Browns 6-3 game that you just, I heard in that intro. That was a fun one. I found I traveled to Cleveland with some buddies, and it was the Blizzard 8-0 game that the Bills lost to Cleveland.
I was at that one, too.
That was a fun one. And then I had a Monday night game against Dallas.
I thought you were going to say the Browns again. There
so many Browns games.
There is the holy trinity of terrible Browns losses. If you've been to all three of those, you should have some sort of badge.
I have, actually, because I had some buddies who grew up in Cleveland. I went to Canisius College, and we all would go to those games together. But that Bills Cowboys game was on a Monday night, and Bills were up late, and they were up by 8. And driving in field goal range, and all we have to do basically is run out the clock, and we call some stupid out route, and Trent Edwards gets picked. Guy basically runs it back for a touchdown. Dallas scores. They don't get the 2-point conversion, but they get the onside kick, and kick a field goal with no time remaining, and the Bills lose on their first Monday night game at home in forever. And you're like, oh, okay. And that kind of set the tone for, the drought for a while, because I think that was back in, 2007, 2008. So, yeah, it makes these Josh Allen days that much sweeter.
Yeah.
But, I agree with you on one other thing, Jeremy, and I really wish the Bills would just go get Ayuk and just keep adding to this receiver core and give Josh as many weapons as possible. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Johnny. I sometimes wonder where Bills fans are about how they've done with the weapons around Allen, because training camp is the time of year where, I don't know, Joe, I want to say nobody really wants to hear it's never going to work. And I don't think And I don't think that what the Bills have done could never work, but it is a lot of hope, and it is a lot of, well, let's see if this works, this experiment. And Bulldog said something yesterday that triggered a thought in my brain about this. He said, and I don't know if this is a crazy thing to say, he said, if they roll out and they're a good offense next year and they're every bit as good as they were before, then Brandon Bean will look like he's done the job. Maybe like he's a genius or like they did it. And my thought was, we started this whole thing about the receiver train. We've been on this receiver train because we felt like the offense has not been good enough.
Right.
And if they get back to where they were, we will soon remember, wait a minute, that wasn't good enough. We felt like they needed more around Allen. It was 2 years of lamenting that Gabe Davis was their number two. Why don't you do something more than this? There should be a better idea than Gabriel Davis. Let's slot him in where he's supposed to be. Go get somebody else. Draft somebody. Then it was, okay, let's draft the heir apparent to Diggs. We don't even need him to be number one anymore. He'll naturally fall off. Like the conversations about how Diggs was falling off and not the same player, we were having those before he was traded as a natural sort of, let's just do this thing. And then he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just decided, well, all right, a fully new room. Let's see how it goes. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having hope that it would go well, but we've kind of...
But there should be a bracing for it to not go as well as we think.
I wouldn't even...
Because that is as likely as it going as they would hope, right?
I don't know. You've got Josh Allen. That's what everyone's going to say there. It's like, well, you got Josh Allen. It's going to go... It's like the Ken Dorsey conversation. There's a baseline where it'll be this good because you have Josh Allen. Ken Dorsey got fired, and the Bills' offense... a month before was 3-0 and had hung a perfect game nearly on the Dolphins.
But what is that to say? Doesn't that kind of sound like then that the struggling core of weapons that we had seen the last 2 years is as bad as it can get? Worse than what we saw at the beginning of last year, or not at the beginning of last year, but really over the last 2 years when we thought they needed more? Like, how much worse than that can it look if Allen's your quarterback?
It can probably look a lot worse. It probably wasn't really that bad. It's just, what is our standard? Do we want to have the Bills with a top three offense in the league? Because that's what I would obsessively seek. Obsessively. I would be looking to, at all costs, have the best weapons around the second best quarterback, third best quarterback, first best, wherever you want to put him. I don't care. I'd be obsessively looking to have the best weapons around him. Of course. And the Ayuk trade, I just think the ship has sailed. That's not going to happen. And that's fine, mainly because, and this is where we get to like what this year will look like, I believe that the Bills will absolutely pursue great pass catchers around Josh Allen. And all the talk about, well, maybe they've decided they don't want a number one receiver. Maybe that's a new idea in the NFL. I think that is nonsense. I think that is living in the moment that you're in right now and explaining why it's okay to be there. You know, the Bills are a team in transition. Here's a hypothetical I thought of yesterday. If Curtis Samuel becomes a true wide receiver number one this year, 1,600 yards, 9 touchdowns.
Ooh, I get my lead the league in receiving bet?
125 catches.
All right.
Is he coming back and playing for $8 million? Or is he going to say...
He's going to want a pay raise.
Guys.
He's not going to want $8 million?
Right.
Yeah, no, he's going to want a pay raise.
And should the Bills give it to him?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course they should.
Yes. Yes. If Curtis Samuel has a monster season, balls out, he's 27 years old. How old was Diggs when the Bills acquired Diggs? Was he 26? He's pretty much like the Diggs age.
And yeah, not far off.
I know he signed for 3 years, $8 million, but I wonder, and there are no incentives in there. There's not even escalators that could get him to bigger contracts. It's just 3 years, $8 million. But if he puts up a really, truly good to great season, he might say, throw another year on there and give me some money. And the Bills have done this many times, giving guys extensions for playing well. Teams around the league do it. The Dolphins just did it for Tyreek Hill. Waddle got paid. The market's going up. They gave him basically $11 million. That's what the Dolphins did with Tyreek Hill. It was an $11 million raise. Not per year, just they moved money around. New contract, finger quotes, sticker shock of a massive deal. All that happened was Tyreek Hill was given $11 million more over 2 years than he was going to get. That's what happened. Teams do that all the time. And if Curtis Samuel shows out and has a great year, I think his agent will say, you know, $8 million for one more year and then you guys can get off isn't good enough anymore. Mm-hmm. Let's lower that cap hit and go ahead and give my guy 14 a year. And I think the Bills would be inclined to do it if he had a great season. So all this talk about model, all this talk about this and that, I try not to get mad about it because it drives me nuts because it never makes any sense and no models point to this being a good idea long term that you would ever want to follow.
Are you thinking the ship has sailed then more so not because this is what the Bills want to do and they don't think they need or want a guy like Ayuk more than the ship has sailed because they just can't get his contract on?
Right, they're just going to wait. Imagine for a moment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they had the room to do it right now, do we think they'd do it?
Absolutely. If you ask yourself a question, you can magically...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Wave a wand and give Brandon Bean $62 million in cap space, because that's how much dead cap they have. They have $62 million in space. Are they calling the Niners today?
I would bet yes.
Definitely.
I would want the answer to that to be yes.
Isn't the answer most definitely yes? This is a team, while we're at it, this is a team that you just pointed out traded for Antonio Brown, did trade for Stephon Diggs, had been linked to relentlessly DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham Jr.,
came here to visit.
Of the receivers in this year's draft. I mean, if I want to get too deep in the weeds, the Giants' Hard Knocks, we saw Bean on the sidelines talking about getting up to the sixth pick. He said, I can't afford it. Not I don't want it.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Right.
That might just be a quick dismissal of the idea of trading up. But if the Bills picked six, what would they have taken? Mm-hmm. What would they have done? Would they have taken Malik Nabers? Yes.
They probably, almost certainly would.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they took Keon Coleman with their highest draft pick, which is an indication that they do see the position as something that's pretty important. They're hoping he balls out, and they're hoping he's great.
I think my bitterness in this whole thing is it feels like to me the Bills are like $4 million in space away from being able to do it.
And they
can't get there. Because like long-term cap space, which once you extend him, is where you're going to have to need that, hey, $30 million down the road to afford him, especially if they cut Vaughn next year. Like, they'll have that. Like, the long-term cap space, they have more of that available than they have short-term cap space. But I was going back and forth with Craig Thompson from Cover One, who is into the cap, yesterday on Twitter. And, like, you need, as you said, you need to fit his $14 million in when you trade for him. And there's just, like, no way to get the Bills there. Like, what if you had him on the team, you could then extend him and you could make it work. But you can't get him here in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my frustration is. It almost feels like if they just had $4 million more of cap space, everything would be fine for them to do this right now. But they don't have it, and I don't know how they would get it. You can't, like, Allen, I thought you could just give Allen a big pay raise right now and create more space. But I guess, like, the way that works at the moment is it would only create, like, $1 million.
You want a little bit of irony in how you could find $4 million in cap space? You could have Diggs on the team.
And
trade for Ayuk, and then trade Diggs away. You could have Ayuk on the team. Away cost you more than his cap hit. It was about a $31 million hit, and his salary was supposed to be like 27, 26.
Yeah.
So you took on a little bit more. I don't know the exact numbers there. Anyway.
That's pretty close, though. Yeah.
Hey, good morning. Brandon Ayuk looks like he might be traded to Cleveland or New England. Pittsburgh. Man.
Pittsburgh getting shut out here on the...
Let me tell you. We had a couple of NFL, finger quotes, insiders reporting multiple, not just one, that Pittsburgh was going to get the job done here. And there were a lot of people wondering, where are the big guns? Where's Pelissero? Where's Rappaport? Schefter? Nobody's got this. And they came on and shut that down pretty fast. That no, the deal's not done. He's not going to Pittsburgh. Not yet. So the Steelers getting shut out. We'll see. We'll see if they get that done. I just think a lot of people are screwed up on receiver. What does that mean for George Pickens? Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, I saw that.
Go get Ayuk. Who cares what it means? George Pickens. See you later. Ayuk's better.
Right.
Anyway, 803-0550, our phone number. Sal at 8:30. And Charles McDonald of Yahoo Sports coming up at 9:30. We are at training camp tomorrow. We'll talk to Bills GM Brandon Bean. And we can ask him a couple questions about the roster, the receiver room, where it's at. Because we're getting close to the season. First game coming up Saturday against the Bears. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I have an incredible stat absolutely mind-blowing on the Chicago White Sox. Now what you're thinking, I don't care about the White Sox. Neither do I. But the stat is that good.
Mm-hmm.
It is that good.
All right.
On the White Sox right now, who just lost their 21st consecutive game. I'll get that to you when we get back. 803-0550 to chime in with us here on WGR.
Certain specific other teams have been granted permission from the 49ers to speak with Aiyuk's agent, Ryan Williams, and try to work out a contract that would have to be a part of any deal getting done. Now, that has a couple of effects here. One, of course, is that it allows Aiyuk and his agent to see exactly what the market would be for a contract someplace else. It also does potentially allow them to get closer to finalizing a trade, but we're not there just yet.
Tom Pelissero?
I'm not. I know. I should give up hope on it completely.
You should give up hope on it.
And I know. The Niners can retain salary in this situation, I think, because it's fully guaranteed. This happened, I think, a couple years ago when the Browns traded Mayfield to Carolina. Like, part of that, or maybe it was part of the negotiation before that, whatever it was, that the Browns could have ate salary to make it easier for a team to acquire him. So I would assume you could do the same thing with Aiyuk.
Yeah.
The Niners could. The Niners, who, by the way, I don't know how this is possible, because they're the favorite in the NFC, but according to SpotTrack, they have the most cap space in the National Football League right now. I don't know how that is humanly possible, but that's what SpotTrack has for them right now.
Again, the cap.
The cap's not real.
We shouldn't waste our time with the cap.
Okay.
Let the nerds...
Except here, because it's probably why the Bills can't trade for Aiyuk.
Sure.
Like, the Niners have
but the reason the Bills
$50 million in cap space right now.
But it's
how is that possible?
It's important to say why the Bills can't do it. It's not because they can't afford it. It's because the way the cap works, you have to be under at all times.
Right.
And if they were to acquire this player, they would immediately be over. That's not
even
allowed.
If half a second later they could go back under.
That's not allowed. Right. If you were allowed to be over for 60 seconds, the Bills would do it,
yes.
Or could do it, and then give him $177 million and then immediately be under by reducing his cap hit at the same time.
Right. Yep.
So can't do it because of the cap. You know me. I'm all twisted up with the reporting on the cap, and the sticker shock porn is basically what we've got here. Like every one of these reports is so addicted to guys like, can you believe Patrick Mahomes is the 10th highest paid quarterback? Like, no, he's not actually. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting more money than anybody in the next 3 years, but it looks that way because of AAV and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get too numbers-based because I... What?
Yeah. I'm looking at the cap. You know who actually has exactly $14.1 million in cap space?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Okay, great. Congratulations, Chiefs.
So they could do it. They're not going to do it.
Anyway, I put up a Twitter poll. Which do you think to be the truth about the Bills and the idea of having a number one receiver? Through development of their own guy or pursuit of one? They don't want one, or of course they do. What do you think is true of the Bills? That they don't want a guy to... And right now, I've got 24% of people voting in this poll that think the Bills would not want Keon Coleman to develop into a number one receiver.
And
if that's included in the possibilities. Right. I actually don't think they want that. Okay?
And if he didn't, the idea to me that they wouldn't then look elsewhere for that level of player... to me, would be pretty crazy. That doesn't even have to be just for receiver. They did that with defensive end.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they poured assets in. They drafted Rousseau and Basham. And what did they do the next year after you had some okay rookie seasons?
And they also...
They said, okay, these guys don't look like they're going to be Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons. So, okay, Von Miller. But if Rousseau had 12 sacks as a rookie, would they have signed Von Miller?
Probably not.
And that to me will be Coleman. If Coleman has 1,000 yards as a rookie, are they going to go trade for the next year's version of Brandon Aiyuk?
CeeDee Lamb.
Like, they might be less likely to do it. If Coleman has 500 yards and the rest of it looks like what you'd expect, then I think they'd be much more likely to say, all right, yeah, let's go get CeeDee Lamb, whoever's available. That's that level of player.
803-0550, JJ writes in, if Aiyuk played defensive end, you better believe he'd be a Bill by now. It's kind of funny. Okay, so the White Sox stat.
Yeah, what's going on with
the
White Sox?
We got stat of the day here.
And it's like the opposite of the Moneyball streak.
Yes, they won 20 in a row.
Funny ball? Does that work?
The A's won 20 in a row for Moneyball.
Yeah.
This is
21.
Sad ball. Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, Take this to work. Take this to school. Nobody's in school right now, are they? Whatever. Tell your friends. This is from Hembo, Paul Hembo, who is a producer for ESPN Radio.
Okay.
The White Sox. They're currently on a 21-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They also had a 14-game losing streak at a different time this year.
Jeez.
Hold on. It gets better.
It's amazing.
It gets better.
Okay.
If you were to remove their 14-game losing streak and their 21-game losing streak, they would still have the worst win percentage in baseball.
Come on.
That's incredible.
Come on.
Yeah.
It can't be that bad.
Without the 21 and 14-game losing streaks, they would be 27-53. That is the worst record in baseball for win percentage.
Come on.
You got to admire it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm sure their GM's not like Tim Murray with a mustache, like a fake mustache or something. This is an all-time. I don't know if it's a tank. I don't know if there's someone in the Major League Baseball draft. But it's incredible.
I don't think it's a tank. I keep seeing things coming across my feed from White Sox postgame shows as they are consistently in disbelief that the manager still has a job. And I'm not one to care about the Chicago White Sox other than the blood oath I swore on hating their franchise forever for how I was treated at their stadium by the ushers. That's not that bad, actually.
What is that? What is that story?
I went on a baseball road trip, and I went to Wrigley, and then the next day I went to the White Sox stadium, which was U.S. Cellular Field at the time.
Okay.
And the White Sox had a policy where if you had a ticket in like the 500 level, you could not walk the concourse of the 100 level.
Wow.
I was not allowed to walk the concourse. It's not a club seat level. It's just...
Yeah, that's just the 100-level concourse.
I was not allowed... No, you can't walk this level.
You can't walk the level. Right.
I had driven like 10 hours to be at that stadium to see and experience it. And from that day forward, I hoped that they would lose every game forever. So, you know,
That has paid off.
It's catching up. It's catching up. I still got my grudge against them.
Yeah.
And there's the stat on the White Sox.
That's an incredible stat. That is an incredible stat. Man.
At some point, if you're a White Sox fan, shouldn't you just be rooting for what?
I feel
how far can it go?
Yeah, can we get to 40?
The ratings got to be off the charts. Like, let's watch again. Let's see if they can do it.
Is attendance up? Because don't you want to be at the first game they win? Like, won't that be an all-time... Again, this is like my drought logic. Won't you remember it forever? Like, oh, I was at the game where they broke the 35-game losing streak. I was one of the 18,000 that were there, or whatever. They had a reported attendance... Oh, no, that's in Oakland yesterday, 4,000. So I guess they're not, you know, attendance-wise stinks. Again, they're getting smoked in these games, too. There's got to be a good run differential stat out there as well. 5-1, 13-7, 16-2, 10-2, 10-3. Like, they're getting destroyed. All right, you said coming in, like, I don't care about the White Sox. I now care about the White Sox. They've made me care about them by losing every game for 2 months. I'm in.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe with you. It's going to rain a lot today. That's the story. Good. By the way, good thunderstorm yesterday and a tornado.
A tornado downtown.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, tornado downtown. So raise your hand if you got a text or a call from a family member you have not heard from in 6 months since the last blizzard hit because a family member called to ask if you were okay. Raise your hand.
I did not.
I got multiple texts and calls from family members like, I saw there's a tornado in Buffalo. Is everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time with blizzards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the South Towns get 7 feet. We've got an inch and a half in North Buffalo.
Right.
And my family in New Jersey will call and say, you guys okay? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We're fine.
I mean,
I'm out walking the dog right now. Like, everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been like 5-10 minutes away from you. Maybe a little further.
Downtown? I mean, yeah.
Was it right? I saw the video. It was right downtown. I mean, we saw the best. What was the best camera angle? Was it the one from like the One Seneca Towers? You saw it traveling across the city?
Yeah.
There was a point yesterday where that was the only tornado in the entire country for like a 7-hour period.
Okay.
Tornado Alley. That's what we had the title for an hour.
Am I remembering this wrong? Has there been a year where we've been like multiple tornadoes in a single year?
There was definitely one last year because I remember driving home from training camp last year and right by the airport when you can see for a while, it's pretty flat. I remember seeing a funnel cloud or it was a water spout and I went, what that is. And that was last year. So Mm-hmm. Water spouts are not that unusual, right? Those happen on the lake all the time.
Yep.
And this one was big enough to, I guess, make landfall. So,
because what was it, a month ago we had one in, was it Hamburg? Somewhere in the South Downs like that. There was one or two. There were two in like Hamburg.
Down in
and
Eden,
thank you. Yeah. So you had two like a month ago, and then you have another one today. Maybe we're becoming Tornado Alley. I don't need that to happen. Twisters. They're going to go see Twisters now today because of this.
The ad campaign is going crazy.
Yeah, I said this to Jeremy yesterday, I think, or somebody. Rotten Tomatoes, 76. When you get an action movie with a 76, usually it's a pretty good action movie.
Is that right? Is that the magic number?
Yeah.
That the analytics on an action movie?
I think, like, you, if I'm seeing this on the like trailer, Sylvester Stallone or... No, that's aged. Who's the new action star? The Rock? If I see The Rock with things exploding behind him, I'm expecting that to have like a 40 on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's an action movie. What do you expect? But this one, this Twisters movie that's out right now, actually got a pretty high score, so I'm going to try to see it.
803-0550, the magic number, the 76 of an action movie on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like seven.
It's really high.
It's like 7 yards per attempt for a quarterback. If you're at seven, no, I don't know if that's actually the one. All right, 803-0550. Sal coming up at 8:30. One of the things we got to talk about with Sal, it seems like with the Bills, everyone's landing on Bobby Babich is going to call plays. He said he's going to be up in the booth, which I don't know if that means that's the case. Sean McDermott called plays from the field last year, and he's going to be on the field, but we'll see. There seems to be a little bit of a groundswell for Bobby Babich is going to be calling the defensive plays, and the Bills have not yet announced that. So we'll see what Sal thinks about that. Plenty more to get to. Sal, 8:30. Charles McDonald, 9:30. The scope of the AFC and what Brandon Ayuk would mean to either the Browns or the Patriots unless some mystery team. Can we get a mystery team report today?
Ooh.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
Let's hope so. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Hey, you can register for the Friday foursome with Encore Golf. Lots of time to do that. Still some golf season left. Good golf season, too. Every Friday, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Cloverbank Country Club. You get a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a 1-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. You don't have college football yet, huh?
I do not.
I put the kids to bed, and I get a little bit of time to myself, mix in some college football. And let me tell you.
Where are you at? Were you at Oregon State or something?
I played online against buddy Brad Ryder. We used to play 20 years ago, and now we're playing again at the dead of night. I'm staying up later than I should to play college football. But all you armchair offensive coordinators out there, this is going to make you feel like a genius. This game. Once you get this game in the right spot, it's going to make you feel like a genius. There's a lot to do. I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Are you really calling half slide protections in your offensive line? And the answer is yes, I am. And nothing is better than lining up, got time on the play clock, see the defense, you like the route of guys running, no safety help over the top, we're going to slide protect to the left, I'm going to drop back, I'm going to wait in the pocket, my receiver's going to clear, and you hit him over the top for a touchdown, you feel like you are an NFL quarterback or a college quarterback or a coordinator. Just out here designing plays. Now, granted, it's Brad, and I beat him all the time, so, that's to be considered.
Yep.
Your wife is encouraging you to buy this game.
Yeah.
And the system?
And the system, and I still have not done it because I know myself. I'm going to be up till midnight every night trying to get, Fresno State to the national championship.
Why do you think I've been drinking 3 cups of coffee a day for the past week and a half?
Right. They have sign-stealing scandals, by the way, in this game. How in-depth does it get? Because that's back in the news, I guess, with Michigan.
They don't? Because Harbaugh denied it?
No, Michigan got sent a letter of allegations or something that, there's something coming. And then that got Harbaugh asked about it again. And then the report came up again how the NFL would kind of, The NFL might take action against Harbaugh when the NCAA does. I still don't believe that, but I saw that report pop back up again yesterday. What are they going to do? They're going to suspend him because the NCAA fines or makes Michigan, like, ineligible. So then the Chargers aren't going to have their head coach. I don't buy it.
We should get a lot more fun with punishments than that. Instead of you're suspended or you're probation, it should be something like all of your drives are starting at your own 12 the whole year. You know, that's it. The rest of it, you're fine.
All of your drives
your field goals are worth 2.
Yeah.
That's it. That's your punishment.
Your opponent gets one power up per game where at any moment they could just say, okay, we're going to flip possession. You're at the 6. You got first and goal at the 6. Yeah. We're gonna take the ball.
Your opponent gets a reverse mulligan every game. You hit him for a touchdown, boom, reverse mulligan, do the play again, doesn't count.
Yeah. You have to do one drive. You have to do one drive every game with one of those mini footballs. Those mini Nerf footballs.
This is where it's at.
Yeah.
Put us in charge of some sports here. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with some punishments. 803-0550, if you want to join us, Jeremy and Joe, tracking the Ayuk trade potential, the Browns, the Patriots. Steelers have been heavy on this, and he wants to be a Steeler. That's a lot of the reporting. He wants to be a Steeler, but apparently they're not ponying up enough where the Browns and the Patriots are. Framework of a deal in place. We'll keep you posted, 803-0550, on the Bills and their training camp to this point. We'll kick some things around with Bobby Babich, the defense, the expectations, all that kind of good stuff as we cruise here on WGR.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Jeremy yesterday, I think, or somebody. Rotten Tomatoes, 76. When you get an action movie with a 76, usually it's a pretty good action movie.
Is that right? Is that the magic number?
Yeah.
That the analytics on an action movie?
I think, like, you, if I'm seeing this on the like trailer Sylvester Stallone or... No, that's aged. Who's the new action star? The Rock? If I see The Rock with things exploding behind him, I'm expecting that to have, like, a 40 on Rotten Tomatoes. But it's an action movie. What do you expect? But this one, this Twisters movie... That's out right now. I actually got a pretty high score, so I'm going to try to see it.
803-0550, the magic number, the 76 of an action movie on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like seven.
It's really high.
It's like 7 yards per attempt for a quarterback. If you're at seven, no, I don't know if that's actually the one. All right, 803-0550. Sal coming up at 8:30. One of the things we got to talk about with Sal, it seems like with the Bills, everyone's landing on Bobby Babich is going to call plays. He said he's going to be up in the booth, which I don't know if that means that's the case. Sean McDermott called plays from the field last year, and he's going to be on the field, but we'll see. There seems to be a little bit of a groundswell for Bobby Babich is going to be calling the defensive plays, and the Bills have not yet announced that. So we'll see what Sal thinks about that. Plenty more to get to. Sal, 8:30. Charles McDonald, 9:30. The scope of the AFC and what Brandon Ayuk would mean to either the Browns or the Patriots unless some mystery team. Can we get a mystery team report today?
Ooh.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
Let's hope so. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Hey, you can register for the Friday foursome with Encore Golf. Lots of time to do that. Still some golf season left. Good golf season, too. Every Friday, we announce a lucky winner who will get to experience the excitement of playing one of Western New York's finest golf courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk Golf Course, or Cloverbank Country Club. You get a box of Encore golf balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, plus a 1-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter now at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. You don't have college football yet, huh?
I do not.
I put the kids to bed, and I get a little bit of time to myself, mix in some college football. And let me tell you.
Where are you at? Were you at Oregon State or something?
I'm playing online. I played online against my buddy Brad Ryder. We used to play 20 years ago, and now we're playing again at the dead of night. I'm staying up later than I should to play college football. But... All you armchair offensive coordinators out there, this is going to make you feel like a genius. This game, once you get this game in the right spot, it's going to make you feel like a genius. There's a lot to do. I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Are you really calling half slide protections in your offensive line? And the answer is yes, I am. And nothing is better than lining up, got time on the play clock, see the defense, you like the route of guys running, no safety help over the top, we're going to slide protect to the left, I'm going to drop back, I'm going to wait in the pocket, my receiver's going to clear, and you hit him over the top for a touchdown, you feel like you are an NFL quarterback or a college quarterback or a coordinator, just out here designing plays. Now, granted, it's Brad, and I beat him all the time, so, that's to be considered.
Yep.
Your wife is encouraging you to buy this game.
Yeah.
And... the system?
And the system, and I still have not done it because I know myself. I'm going to be up till midnight every night trying to get, Fresno State to the national championship.
Why do you think I've been drinking 3 cups of coffee a day for the past week and a half?
Right. They have sign-stealing scandals, by the way, in this game. How in-depth does it get? Because that's back in the news, I guess, with Michigan.
They don't.
Because Harbaugh denied it?
No, Michigan got sent a letter of allegations or something that, there's something coming. And then that got Harbaugh asked about it again. And then the report came up again how the NFL would kind of, the NFL might take action against Harbaugh when the NCAA does. I still don't believe that, but I saw that report pop back up again yesterday. What are they going to do? They're going to suspend him because the NCAA fines or makes Michigan, ineligible, so then the Chargers aren't going to have their head coach. I don't buy it.
We should get a lot more fun with punishments than that. Instead of you're suspended or you're probation, it should be something like all of your drives are starting at your own 12 the whole year. That's it. The rest of it, you're fine.
All of your drives
your field
own 12.
Goals are worth 2.
Yeah.
That's it. That's your punishment.
Your opponent gets one power up per game, where at any moment they could just say, "Okay, we're gonna flip possession." You're at the 6. You got first and goal at the 6. Yeah. We're gonna take the ball.
Your opponent gets a reverse mulligan every game. You hit him for a touchdown. Boom! Reverse mulligan. Do the play again. Doesn't count.
Yeah, you have to do one drive. You have to do one drive every game with one of those mini footballs. Mini Nerf footballs.
This is where it's at.
Yeah.
put us in charge of some sports here. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with some punishments. 803-0550, if you want to join us, Jeremy and Joe, tracking the Ayuk trade potential, the Browns, the Patriots. Steelers have been heavy on this, and he wants to be a Steeler. That's a lot of the reporting. He wants to be a Steeler, but apparently they're not ponying up enough where the Browns and the Patriots are. Framework of a deal in place. We'll keep you posted. 803-0550 on the Bills and their training camp to this point. We'll kick some things around with Bobby Babich, the defense, the expectations, all that kind of good stuff as we cruise here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.